Ice cream sandwich, Jamie. This week is all about ice cream sandwich.
Oh, there's a big shocker. Scott Gold's talking about ice cream.
No. I'm talking about the Android phone ice cream sandwich. They've done gingerbread and...
I get it. Fall flavors, gingerbread.
No.
It's a gingerbread ice cream sandwich?
Dude, you're not. No.
That actually sounds interesting.
A honeycomb.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah. Cereal and ice cream. That doesn't sound too bad.
Jamie, you're not following along here. Ice cream sandwich, honeycomb, gingerbread, cupcake.
chocolate chip cookies, croissant. Are you playing a drinking game? What is going on?
No, I'm just getting hungry. This is Tech Bacon, a weekly conversation about the latest in technology, new media, and random foodstuffs. I'm your host, Scott Gold, and this is episode number
35.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to Tech Bacon episode, as you just heard, 35. 35 episodes. And once again, I'm joined with James Patrick Dooner.
You're joined with me.
We're
broadcasting Siamese style.
We're conjoined.
It's a little weird.
It is October 22nd, 2011. Thanks for joining us. This has been, as we were talking about earlier, ice cream sandwich.
I am aware that it's an operating system, but that's about all I know about it.
This was the big news this week. Google announced their new phone operating system, which the code name is Ice Cream Sandwich.
I think that Google names things terribly.
You don't like it?
Does Willy Wonka run? Is he the CEO of Google or something?
Yes, he is. How did you know? That would be a company I could get behind. Willy Wonka Tech? Oh my God.
They need to make a Willy Wonka Google Doodle, by the way.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Oompa Loompas.
You know what would be amazing?
That's what the O stands for.
An updated Willy Wonka story, but with a tech genius, like a Steve Jobs kind of guy, where he's giving over the company.
That would be weird. Wouldn't that just be child slave labor in China? That's reality.
Yeah, I guess that's
Willy
true.
Wonka does make nerds.
But I'm bummed. Very true. Very true. But you know why they? You know that the naming convention is actually alphabetical for the
Android. It's like hurricanes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was Eclair, Froyo.
Eclair? That's a terrible name. Was that an operating system?
Yeah,
Eclair. What? That's a terrible name for an operating system.
It's just the code name. I mean, it's not it's 2.3, 3.0.
But they should name it I like Apple's operating system naming. Maybe
the cats?
I do like the cats. It's like
they're going to run out.
Cars. They will run out of cats. And when they get to
They did go from leopard to snow leopard. That wasn't much of a leap. Although the OS, to be fair, was purposeful. Because it wasn't a huge OS leap and they knew
but,
that.
But so. Cats are... It's not like Eclair. Big cats are dangerous and interesting and.
And desserts aren't?
They are.
They can
but
be dangerous and interesting.
But they're bad for you. Well, although lions aren't really that good for you, are they?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never really been up close and personal with a lion.
But you've been up close and personal with many an Eclair, ice cream sandwich, honeycomb, cupcake, whatever.
Exactly.
What else? What
you've named
there?
Them all.
Or is there an Oreo?
Not
is
yet.
There a. Once that'll be interesting. Once they start bringing in brand name dessert
branding.
Items.
Yeah, they're actually going to be branded by
the Twinkie operating system, branded by Hostess.
That'd be really funny. I think next is going to be J, so it's probably going to be I'm going to guess Jelly Bean.
That is terrible.
What? I mean, this is just my guess, but what else? What other dessert type thing starts with a J? Jam.
I have no idea.
Jelly bean.
You're the expert. juicy donut?
Stop. Just stop.
What does that even mean?
All right, back off.
That doesn't sound right.
We are veering off into the obscene right now.
Jelly donut.
I would like jelly. Now I want a jelly donut. Did you bring any jelly donuts this morning?
Why would I bring jelly donuts? They're gross.
I don't know. I love jelly donuts.
I don't like cream-filled things in my mouth.
I actually had to turn away from the microphone because wow. All right, back on topic. Ice cream sandwich, Google's new operating system.
Yeah.
Major
terrible name.
Duly noted. Major redesign of the OS. So this is a big change in how the operating system is going to work and look and, you know, all those things. They demoed most of the new features. It's pretty interesting. So what they did was they had released Honeycomb, which was their tablet-only operating system, this past year. And it was only available on tablets, and it was a big redesign on Android in general. It was a little complex. You know, it was using it was neat, but it just felt kind of all over the place. This, they took the best parts of that.
Well, it had a lot of holes in it.
It did. It did have the a honeycomb. Lot of holes. Wow, you're on today. So this one kind of took the best of Honeycomb and put it together with, you know, the other Android operating system features and everything. So I got they released an emulator that you can put on your computer. Mm-hmm. And play around with a couple of the features. They redesigned Gmail. They redesigned the calendar. One of the cool calendar features actually was a pinch to zoom on the calendar.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you're looking at a month view, then you could zoom into a day.
Why hasn't that happened before?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was...
All Apple did was add a stupid leather border.
To the...
They should have been thinking... Yeah.
Yeah. Did you update your phone to iOS
5? Yeah.
You like it? Just a quick side note. Yeah. What are the new things? They totally redesigned the contact app in Android. It's very it's hard to describe, but like when you look at a contact of somebody, it has their image and it's huge and it takes a big chunk of the space. It almost looks like you're looking the way they describe it is that you're looking like at a magazine. So they really made it graphic intensive. So you're looking at a huge picture of the person's face, and then it has their contact info. It's almost like you're reading, like flipping through a magazine.
That's weird.
It's interesting.
Because if, you know, business contacts, for example, you're not necessarily seeing all of them.
That's true. Well, and you know, but it's whatever image you put in there. So let's say it's a business contact, you put in their logo.
Right.
Or you put in their business card image.
That seems like a little, you know what I mean? Labor intensive.
Well,
I just want to look up, you know, some dude's last name.
Sure, no, I know.
But I have to associate.
But then
you know, then
there's a default just graphic if you don't have a picture,
right?
You know what I mean? So, but they like the design. I think it's very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
The way it looks, it feels very welcoming, and obviously they did that on purpose too. They really went to a different approach on how they designed it. Excuse me.
Too many jelly donuts.
Too many jelly donuts. Too much coffee catches up with you. They also, what are the other some of the features? So they have this new notification system.
Mm-hmm.
So the notifications on iOS now and Android are similar. You know, you get the drop down and you see the notifications. So.
Yeah.
What they did on this was you have your list of notifications, and if you want to get rid of certain notifications, you just click on them and slide them left or right, and they go away per notification.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so let's say you have like 5 emails and 2 text messages and some voicemail, and you just want to clear 2 text messages, and what you just go swipe, 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 and they go away,
right.
And it leaves the other ones there. So I thought that was a really intuitive.
That's great, yeah.
The guy... Oh my God, I'm totally blanking his name, but the head designer of Ice Cream Sandwich was one of the guys who developed the WebOS, the Palm software. And as I was looking at all the features on this, it felt very much like the best parts of WebOS, with kind of like the swiping and the moving of windows mixed with Android, and then also mixed with like, they kind of went a little minimalist, so it kind of has like a little Windows 7 feel to it. It's really interesting.
Nice.
I really like what they're doing with it. They have like a nice, you can see all your open apps at once. So like if you click and hold the home button, it gives you, this list pops up. It's kind of like a running tiles, like horizontal, vertical up and down the screen, and you can scroll through it. Vertical, right? You're looking at me like,
no,
because I'm trying to describe it.
For those listening
that aren't in the room with us, like
Scott
everyone.
Gold was making a vertical motion and then said saying horizontal. That's why I was looking at you straight.
Vertical. And it shows you the list of open apps, kind of like iOS does on the bottom, you know?
Uh-huh.
But when you have this list, you can scroll up and down, and if you want to get rid of one, you can swipe it away to left or right.
Nice.
Yeah. It, really small things like that,
yeah,
I think are a huge improvement,
yeah,
to the whole design. It just feels like it has a more cohesive design. The widgets that you can put on the desktop, like Android has widgets that you can put, you know,
right,
play a clock or whatever.
Yeah.
You can completely resize them.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
real time, which is nice. And like the web browser bookmarks widget, you know, you can put it in and you can have all your bookmarks there, and the widget itself inside the widget is scrollable. Hmm. So you can actually scroll through. You can have a contacts widget and scroll through contacts.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Right on the home screen.
Yeah.
Very, very nice features. One of the things is for this OS, they got a lot of the Android phones have hard buttons, a home button, a menu button,
yeah,
back button,
right?
You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
So they got rid of that, and they're moving all towards like soft buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So the screens can be a little bigger,
yeah,
but the buttons are part of the, like, integrated into the operating system,
right?
As far as part of the things goes, it's a big bold move for them, you know, with this, and it's going to lead to the next. And as they did this, they introduced the new Samsung Galaxy Prime mm-hmm. phone, which is the new flagship Google phone.
Right.
Interesting. The phone has like a 4.6 inch display. It's huge. Like,
right.
I was looking at pictures of like the, it's like the iPhone this, and then this, you know, it's like this much bigger than the iPhone. I'm not a huge fan of the bigger displays.
It just means some more weight in your pocket.
Like a bigger phone. Yeah. I mean, but I see people with those phones out and about a lot.
I mean, it's great for people with terrible eyesight. or there's also the issue of things being so compact. And, you know, sort of over, you know, having big fingers or something, you know, like.
That's true. That's true.
It's sort of like, you could say the new Samsung Galaxy is the touch phone for old people. It's like those giant calculators with the huge buttons.
That's funny. I don't know. I don't know if I like that trend. I mean, like, people were saying that the next iPhone, the iPhone 5 is going to have a larger screen. I mean, for a mobile device I'm carrying in my pocket, I don't need it to be taking up all that real estate.
Mm-hmm. the real estate in your pocket.
Valuable real estate in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
You got your keys in there. You know, you got a credit card every now and then.
Right. You put your keys in the same phone put your in the same phone pocket that you keep your phone in?
I don't.
Me neither. That's
actually
a terrible idea.
I don't put anything else in the pocket I keep my phone in.
What about your wallet? Where do you put your wallet?
In my back pocket.
What about your keys? Where do you put your keys?
In my left pocket.
Change and keys in the same pocket?
Change goes in the change pocket.
What if you have more change in like three?
I don't.
Three quarters.
I don't. Do you ever carry around a lot of change?
Depends on what.
I mean, I have it in the car.
I don't just fill my pockets with change before I leave the house. That would make my pants fall down.
Wow. Well, with the new NFC payment system from the Google phones, you don't have to carry change anymore.
Do you think that I mean, I like that idea.
Yeah, so do I.
But
there are a couple more retailers launched with it actually this week.
I've seen the only place I've really seen people pay with their phone is at Starbucks.
Interesting. I mean, you can, if you look around, I don't know if you've noticed, at a lot of fast food places, actually a lot of retailers in general, they have the tap credit card systems.
Right.
You know, like a lot of credit cards now, you'll know, and most people, you don't even realize, but like if you look at the right corner of your card, there's like three wireless bars,
mm-hmm.
basically, and that means your phone is tappable. similar to the NFC system.
Your credit card, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Similar to what the phones can do, and you can just go up and just tap it instead of swiping the card.
Huh. And I was not aware of this.
Yeah, and it's already, if you start, you'll notice it now when you start looking at the retailers, they all have it already.
Huh.
It's already built in. So then these Google phones, and I'm sure Apple phones and all these... Apple. Every now and then my Chicago comes out. It happens. It does happen. I can't help it. It's weird.
I'm not laughing at anyone with a Chicago accent.
Except just, me.
Just I never hear Scott. I never hear his
I'm really tired. I'm really tired. I can't help it when I'm tired. And imagine I used to sound like that at one point in my life.
I remember.
No, you didn't even get the worst of it, yeah. Man. I have by the time I got to college, it was almost all the way gone. But there's some videos of me from high school where it is bad. Bad. It is bad. It's so bad, Jamie. I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh, we were talking about the payment system. So anyway, that's going to be built in the ice cream sandwich. And I think it's, I mean, I would use it if it was all over the place. If you could tap for a taxi or you're still laughing at me.
No, I would use it. I would use it too. I'm actually glad to know. I don't even know if any of my credit cards have it on it, but I'm about to get a new replacement debit card. So it might have it on there.
It might.
That seems interesting for me to you or to try. I don't know if I'll use it all the time.
Yeah. But I think if it's all over the place, people will use it, but it's going to take a while to take off.
Now, here's a question. You know? If you're like nervous or you've had a lot of coffee and you're holding your credit card out for the person to use and you're sort of like tapping it on the thing, will it charge you a bunch of times?
I don't think so. I think it has to like have a charge queued up and then you click it and then you probably, I'm sure, accept it.
Uh-huh.
Actually, maybe you don't. I don't know. I haven't used it, so I'm not, you know. But I know like the taxi cabs in New York have it.
They, I'm going off a little, maybe in adult territory here. But
oh boy, be warned.
If you're running a club in Hollywood, and I would install a couple of those things under the bathroom sinks, because people would be tapping their credit cards while they are cutting cocaine.
We may have to cut that part of the show out.
I've never seen that happen. I'm just assuming that it does.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of movies about Hollywood.
Yes, yes. You are not in that scene. You are not in that scene.
No, I've never even been close to that scene.
Well, we're kind of one off from that scene.
Well, 6 degrees. We live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're six degrees of everybody.
Right.
It's pretty hard not to out here. I would say really we're more like 3 degrees. I would say 3 degrees from pretty much anybody in this city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say that. All right, back on topic.
So I apologize for that aside.
So clubs.
So how do you get cocaine in a Hollywood club?
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, my God. Well, you use your Google phone, and there's a guy standing in the corner.
That is their. Those are their next operating system names, are drugs. They'll just
now
go.
That's funny.
They'll start off with like prescription
aspirin,
and they start from aspirin, and they'll end with like heroin or crack. Crack will be
crack
the final
is C.
one.
Crack is C.
No. They don't do it alphabetically. Oh, they do it by
degree of
by
drug.
Degree of danger of addiction
of death by degree of addiction by degree of addiction.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Because. Everyone's addicted to their
technology.
To technology.
Tech crack.
Tech crack. Maybe we
that's the offshoot
of the
I like it. We're going to that's going to be a really
Although you sometimes when you and Brian are on the podcast, it is kind of like tech crack because you guys are talking so fast.
It's
you're
true.
On tech crack.
It is true. It is true. You should see the Brian and I. We have these crazy IM conversations throughout the day, and we'll sometimes get into it. And actually, Jamie is on the Tech Bacon GroupMe now, and Brian and I have created our own subset GroupMe so we don't bother Jamie. We're like, maybe we should take this to the other one. So I hope you appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We're like Jamie's muted us by now.
You go into the bathroom to do your tech crack.
No.
No?
No. No. But your ice cream sandwich. Oh my God. We're going. We're gonna chug forward, Jamie. We're gonna keep going forward here. So another neat feature of Ice Cream Sandwich is facial recognition unlock. So the phone, you can like hold the phone up to you and it'll unlock as opposed to putting in a code.
Wow.
Pretty neat.
Holy moly, that's great.
I don't know how well it works, but I saw a demo.
I think it's neat, but at the same time, it makes me a little paranoid. Like, what? Where is that information going?
It's going into your phone, and then up to Google, and they already have you tracked, man.
Right? Yeah, I know.
You can't escape it now. They know. They got your name. They got your face. They could create a virtual Jamie if they wanted to already.
Uh oh.
That actually scares the hell out of me.
Why? Why is it just what? Anyone or me in particular?
Anybody? What do you mean?
That is neat, though. I like that idea.
Virtual Jamie?
Virtual Jamie. What a great idea! I mean, how could you possibly improve the internet with a virtual Jamie? That would be the best possible way.
You mean facial recognition?
Yeah, facial recognition. Like, how many movies have we seen in our lifetime where that, you know, that was a some sort of security plot point.
Yeah,
and now
true.
It's on our phone in our pocket. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, when we talked about, I have it on my computer.
Yeah,
and I actually do use it often. It works great for that. It's pretty. It's fun. It's a fun little feature. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new Google Music. They're, you know, they have a new Google Music app that syncs with the Google Music service, and the big rumor is that they're actually gonna have, they're opening a Google Music store.
Wow.
And they hinted at it saying it's the, you know, a new store with a twist, so nobody knows what that means. Maybe some sort of sharing feature is the rumors out in the web. But did you ever use the Google Music service?
No.
The beta?
Mm-mm.
I love it. I mean, mm-hmm. I use it all the time. I have it on my phone. And if the one thing it's been missing is a store feature.
Do you prefer it to the Amazon one?
I do, just because of the way it integrates into the phone.
Okay.
It's just like how Apple is integrating the iCloud music service.
Yeah.
Similar with the Google. I mean, it's deep integration into the app.
Right.
So when I'm looking at my app, I don't know what's on my phone and what's in the cloud, and I can just hit play and it's completely seamless.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. And they revamped the music app, actually have the Google Music app and the Google Plus app from Ice Cream Sandwich leaked out into the web. And so I actually have it installed on my phone. It works great.
Nice.
You know, which is pretty nice. What were the other features that new browser, just, you know, nothing. Just the whole design and the look were the biggest things, I think. As far, what?
I'm just smiling. That's all.
Jamie's just smiling. Just smile. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So Ice Cream Sandwich, there's an emulator. If anyone out there wants to go online, Google has provided it. You can go on. You can load it up and play around with some of the new features. Pretty easy to install. It's a big download.
That's cool that they do that.
I mean, they do it for the developers.
Yeah.
You know, so they can – but it's neat. It connects to the internet. You can add an email account to it and see how that works and, you know, all those things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's nice. So Ice Cream Sandwich coming soon, Galaxy Nexus Prime. By the way, speaking of the naming of this phone, I saw something the other day that I wanted to bring up, and it was, you know, some of the names of these phones are getting a little ridiculous. Like, so Galaxy Nexus Prime, that's fine.
It sounds like a robot.
But like, I saw like one, it was like the Galaxy Nexus Prime My Touch 4G Verizon LTE phone. Literally, it was six titles for the name
and
of phone.
Just wait till they add Stadium after that.
That's really funny. The Verizon LTE 4G Wildfire Stadium Texas. Because I feel like Texas would be the first to do that.
I don't know where.
A lot of excess in Texas.
There's excess in every state in this country except for Michigan.
Really?
Well, that's where Detroit is, and that's kind of – there's no excess in Detroit.
No, not these days, unfortunately. So – Galaxy Nexus Prime Ice Cream Sandwich coming soon next month in November. So they'll be out. And as soon as that comes out, then they're apparently going to release the source code, so there'll be other ROMs developed off of it. One thing I did find interesting, so on my phone, and then we'll move on, on my phone I have the, it's an HTC phone, and they have their own version of Android called the HTC Sense. And on Sense, a lot of these features that are in Ice Cream Sandwich are already part of Sense.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny. And as they're talking about it, I'm looking at the features I already have on my phone. The better camera, that's another one of the things. Zero shutter lag camera on the new Ice Cream Sandwich, which is amazing. Panorama shooting, time-lapse photography, HD video. All these things integrated now into the OS, where these other carriers like Sense were adding these features. So like all those camera features that I have on my phone are now just going to be built into the OS.
Oh, general. That's great.
Yeah, which is really nice. So very interesting, very exciting as far as the Android world goes. And I'm excited because I like that stuff. In the phone world, we got a little bit of iPhone sales information. Pretty amazing. 4 million phones the first weekend.
You mean 4 million?
Yes, 4 million. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's, I mean, this thing, I didn't, you know, it landed and people weren't as excited that there was no iPhone 5, but it is flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Flying. I mean, I know so many people buying these phones. I'm not sure why. Like, do you know anybody that's gotten one that's replaced theirs or anything?
No, I know my sister's attempting to, but she's needed a new phone for a while, so that makes sense for her. But no, I mean, I've heard about some BlackBerry people wanting to make the switch. I think that probably...
I know actually a good chunk of BlackBerry people that have started switching over the past week, which caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
And I think that outage last week...
That was the final straw that broke the camel's back.
It killed it for a lot of people because I know a lot of BlackBerry users that would never have thought about it are now they got the iPhone 4S.
Uh-huh.
You know, do you think Lauren would ever go off her BlackBerry? Because she's for work and everything, she's on it a lot. She's one of the someone I know who is a heavy BlackBerry user for work.
She knows she needs a new phone.
Yeah.
She's had a lot of problems with it. I've been trying to convince her to get a new iPhone. No, not an iPhone. I think she would do better with not even a BlackBerry, but she likes a hard keyboard. So something
one of the Android phones,
yeah, one of the
Windows Mobile or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I think timing wise, that BlackBerry outage killed. That may have been what killed BlackBerry. That may have been the inciting incident because the migration I'm seeing at work is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah.
And I think I had like 10 people last week that switch off of BlackBerries.
Wow.
In 1 week. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, good.
Yeah. It's run its course like AOL did or what, you know, it just feels like that.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this already, but.
They did announce their new operating system, BBX. In the last week, let me tell rah rah woo,
BBX. That sounds like a bad.
Yeah, apparently they're already having trademark problems with that because somebody else owns it. they announced it, and then it's like,
really? That's hilarious.
These
like,
guys
they didn't even research the trademark of three letters.
I mean,
BBX. That's ridiculous.
It's like, come on, guys. Anyway, I don't want to talk about BlackBerry anymore. keeping in the cell phone front, however. The FCC has a new regulation going into place, which I think is awesome. So all of us have been screwed in the past by overages on your cell phone bill.
Correct.
Cell phone bill, overages on data, roaming charges, all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know I haven't recently because my cell phone's taken care of from work.
Right.
But in the past, man.
You get that bill that's like $300. What?
Yeah. You're like, what? And you don't even know. It just rolls over. You know what it reminds me of? And this just got overhauled recently in the banking system when you would be able to overcharge on your debit card. And then they would you would overcharge 2 cents and then you would get a $25 overdraft fee.
Right.
Do you recall that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the banks can't do that anymore.
Right.
Because they were allowing you to take out money that you didn't have. It was a weird thing, but I think that got overhauled, I'm pretty sure, with all the credit card overhauls and stuff.
Right.
This reminded me of that. The way that you would have no idea. They would, oh yeah, we'll float you the credit, but you have no idea you're going over and we're going
to
charge you a
fortune
for it.
You have to, I mean, you would have to be vigilant about counting your minutes.
And there was no way for you to be on the phone with somebody and know, like you couldn't at the same time know where your minutes stood.
Right.
You know, while you were on a call. It was, you know, not impossible, but very difficult. So anyway, the FCC passed a new regulation that is requiring the carriers to alert you when you're approaching your cap.
Oh, that's great.
Via text message, voicemail, email, however it's going to be. I think texting, you're going to get a text saying you're approaching your overages on text or you're approaching your overages on minutes. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be very happy about that.
Yes.
You know? Do you have an unlimited plan?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Unlimited everything?
No, just unlimited calling.
Just unlimited calling.
I don't text. And my data's pretty good, but I text messaging, I don't use it as I don't use it enough to warrant having the unlimited text
really?
Messages. Yeah, I mean it's like
what do you have? Well, I mean, what's your plan? Do you recall?
I don't know,
a couple hundred or something.
It's like 1,000 or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah,
it's like between that and unlimited, there's like a $10 difference or something.
Right,
and I don't ever go above it. So
yeah,
why would I? You know, that's $10 I can use to buy a real ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's
I think
expensive ice cream sandwich.
You know, the texting can get a little expensive, but I think the bigger, I mean, I think it's great for families, you know, that the kids are using the phones and texting.
Right.
And they'd be alerted to know your kids go, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of families where the kids all of a sudden go over $100 in texting charges.
Yeah.
And they parents have no idea until the month's already over and you already owe the money.
Right.
You know, or just even anybody who has their own texting plan. So I was impressed with that legislation. The carriers are not happy about it.
I'm.
They've been gouging people for years.
Yeah, it's time. It's time someone.
That's right, carriers. We got you. That's right. You're not screwing us everywhere else anyway.
That was not English.
That happens sometimes.
Apparently, AT&T
they shot right into my brain.
Waves into your brain and made you stop talking. If you play that backwards, it says, "I love AT&T." Yeah. Please go over your allotted minutes, even after the text.
Even after the text. Just dismiss the text. That's the new ad campaign, actually. Dismiss the text. A service brought to you by AT&T. So, it happens. I can't talk. There are times in my life I just can't talk. Be looking forward to that, you know, in the future.
What is that? Be looking forward in the future.
In the future.
Be thank looking you. Forward. And, you know, look back on it in the past.
Yes, please do. wow. This week also. So YouTube had something pretty cool that went live. Not that many people are using it yet, but it went live this week. The YouTube merch store. The YouTube merch store.
Just like t-shirts with the YouTube logo on it?
Yes. No. That's what it sounds like. Oh, we can get YouTube merch.
Right.
No, they actually launched a very, very surprising service. So I think recently we've all noticed that people have been going to YouTube for music a lot.
You know,
if you want to look up a song or music video, and YouTube even acknowledge it now, like when you look on YouTube, there's a little musical note next to videos that are music related.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so they've kind of gone in that music direction a little bit, which has been smart because they're kind of realizing a good segment of their users are using it for music and music videos.
Right.
So the Google merch store.
Google merch.
Oh my God. The Google merch store is for artists to sell downloadable tracks of the song that you're listening to, concert tickets, and merchandise shirts and t-shirts and all that stuff directly from YouTube.
But anyone that uploads anything to YouTube that's original content could sell merch of some sort.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could have, you know, the I Love Turtles zombie kid selling a stuffed turtle or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great platform for that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would use, I think.
A zombie turtle. He should sell a stuffed zombie turtle. Just saying, if you're out there.
If you're listening.
You would never be listening. But.
Two people here would buy the zombie turtle. Actually, I know several people that would buy a zombie turtle. So it's there and it's out there. I would use this service, I think.
Yeah, I'm really curious to check it out. I watch music on YouTube and listen to music on YouTube all the time.
Often, right? And if you could just download the track right from there, you mm-hmm. know, and pay, and nice. Also, I think you know, if it's in all these independent artists and stuff, you pay directly to the artist. You know, you don't have to. You're not going to. I'm sure Google's going to take some sort of percentage, but you know, for the most part,
YouTube.
Well, Google is.
Oh, Google. I thought it was we were talking about the YouTube.
No, we are. I'm saying YouTube, Google, and YouTube.
Oh, well, that's. I'm a moron.
That's what I was meaning. But yes.
Shouldn't they call it GooTube?
GooTube.
That's a different kind of website.
Yugle. Yugle?
Yugle. That sounds like some sort of dessert item. A Yugle.
It did. I would eat a Yugle.
a yogurt on a bagel is Yugle. Yeah, that sounds gross.
It does sound really gross. So, you know, YouTube merch store. I see the possibilities, I think, are great.
Yeah.
Especially for tickets, like buying concert tickets.
Yeah, that's terrific.
You know?
That is terrific. It sounds like they are becoming what MySpace should have become.
Yeah, totally.
Because MySpace, as far as I'm concerned, MySpace was always, I mean, at one point it was sort of a social, it was always social media, but.
It was very music driven.
It was music driven from the very beginning. And then as people jumped ship to Facebook, it's still.
Well, and they started a music label.
Now that's the only time you ever really go to MySpace is
for
if someone has a link to their MySpace page as a band or what
right.
have you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But it's still, it feels, those MySpace pages really feel archaic in a weird way.
Yeah, well, and even this week, it was interesting, since we're talking about MySpace, Rupert Murdoch was interviewed and said just how they completely botched MySpace. They paid too much for it.
MySpace.
Oh my God. Wait, that was the best impression I've ever heard of Rupert Murdoch.
He's Cockney. I don't know if you knew that. He was not only from Australia.
Only in private conversations.
He's like a chimney sweep with a top hat.
Well, that's the New Yorker cartoon version of Rupert Murdoch. But yeah, they were saying that they totally botched that whole space. You know, they screwed it. They paid too much. They didn't update it properly, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think this is what that should have become.
Yeah, they apparently should have been bugging the people at YouTube instead of the families of the murdered girls and all that sort of stuff.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the News Corp stuff.
I'm like, what
are you talking about? Right. I got it. Yes. Agreed. So YouTube merch store. Launched. I think it launched, but I don't know what's on there. There probably is not much. But I have a feeling we're going to see a big explosion of that. And especially for just, you know, emerging new artists that want to get their stuff out there. What a great way to do it.
Yeah, that's terrific. I'm super excited about checking it out.
As am I. So the last cool little tech thing this week was there was the introduction of this new camera called the Lytro camera. And we both read about it. You want to give a little rundown of just what the concept is?
Well, they've been calling it 4D, which I don't get that. Anyway, it's this weird little oblong. It almost looks like just a scope.
Right.
And what it does is it captures light rays individually.
Of an image.
Of an image, but it's basically you just point and shoot.
Right. No focus. Anything.
And you can once you have the image and you download it to your computer, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Then you decide where the focus is.
And you can focus anywhere on the image.
Anywhere on the image.
Fantastic.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Like you can just the technology is amazing. And I mean, it's basically it's mapping the 3D space in its range of view.
Right.
It's mapping the light. So it's basically mapping a complete 3D image of what it's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the picture, it's true point and shoot. I mean, this is,
there's nothing else you can do. Click the button.
Yeah. And you have a little display. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like the concept for this first one that's coming out, the Lytro, looks kind of gimmicky and, you know, it's a little kind of funky design and all that stuff. But if you think about the possibilities.
I think they're going to be selling it for about $300.
Yeah, well, they're
$399
for an 8-gig one and $499 for a 16-gig one. Obviously, this is a first gen of a product like this.
Right.
But this technology, this is going to go into phones. This is going to go into everything.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine it in your cell phone having to be able to do this. Incredible. And on a cell phone, you're probably going to be able to take the picture and then choose the focus on directly on the phone.
Yeah.
Post taking the picture.
Right, right.
You know, so like they show some demos and it's a little mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's really neat.
You know, you can't – it's a little hard to wrap your head around how it works because you're so used to focusing when you take a picture, you know?
Right.
But you don't have to. You don't have to for this. And I think this is a breakthrough definitely in point-and-shoot cameras.
Right.
And I think we're going to see this technology populate through everything.
Right.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, I'm excited to – It seems like a perfect Christmas gift.
Oh yeah,
but it won't be out till next year.
But yeah, no, it's a great gift.
Yeah.
Great gift, and one of the other kind of side features of it, because it maps the whole field in 3D. Basically, it's mapping a three-dimensional image of what you're looking at. There's also software that can take that image and make a three-dimensional picture.
Oh,
it turns it into a 3D image.
Right.
Because that's what it's doing. And if you look online, they have some diagrams of kind of how it works. It makes a little more sense because
mm-hmm.
you see that it's just taking light from every angle and making this three-dimensional picture. And that's why you can draw the focus anywhere you want in that technically three-dimensional space.
Right.
You know what I mean? My hands are going crazy today. I'm like, I normally talk with my hands, but today I'm like, I'm pointing and doing.
When he's talking about three-dimensional space, he is using
all of the
three-dimensional space.
So the Lytro camera, check it out. You know, obviously when this thing is around, I'm going to try it out. I'm sure.
Oh, Jamie's for sure. Yeah.
Try it out.
I'm excited to play around with it.
But, I love the concept of not even having to think to take a picture. Like, well, you can just be like, sitting there and go, click, click.
Have you ever
click,
used any
click.
Of those tilt shift filters?
Yeah.
It's a similar concept with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Tilt shift is it's become sort of this popular cultural phenomenon, maybe the past 2 years.
Yeah, just the past couple of years.
And what it does is it takes a regular image. There's a way to do it on your camera. I'm not exactly sure.
Also, they do video too.
They do it on video too. There's a way to do it naturally without using an app. I'm not quite sure how you do
that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Huh. But basically, it makes everything look miniature.
Yeah, like toys almost.
By focusing on one point and sort of making everything else a soft focus.
Okay, right.
And so there's plenty of apps out there, and I have fun playing around with those. But
yeah, they're awesome.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah,
like
totally.
you're really in control of what whoever looks at the
what you're shooting will end up seeing,
which is not always the case.
I agree, and you know they also. I think this is going to be most exciting for like candid shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just stand there and hold it in your hand, and just like click, 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 and not even just like capture a space and get these amazing, you know, images.
Right. Or you can really focus on that. You know, when you take that family picture on vacation, you can really focus on the jackass that's walking behind the family making the crazy
instead of
face
the family.
Instead of family.
That would be an amazing picture. That would actually be an awesome. Where like the whole family's there,
the photo bomb
dude,
guy, yeah.
And you totally focus right on the photo bomb yeah. guy's face.
Yeah,
that'd be incredible. So Lytro camera, look for it. It's coming soon. We'll put a link to on the website for you to check out the specs and the information. But pretty exciting stuff. I think we should move on to my favorite thing.
ice cream sandwich, the operating system.
What about ice cream sandwich, the ice cream sandwich?
Are you going to talk about a real ice cream sandwich?
No, I wish I had it. I mean, that would be a good tie-in for the episode, but I don't. I didn't have really an ice cream sandwich to talk about. Just like the old...
You take two slices of wheat bread.
Yeah, you put some cream in the middle.
Yeah, that sounds gross. Yeah, some gross. Ice cubes.
Ice cubes. Ice cream cubes. Ice cream cubes. That sounds really good.
Here's what you do. You put ice cream or you as you're making ice cream, you freeze it in an ice cube tray, and then you could drop it into root beer.
Oh, Jamie, you're going to an amazing place right now. I'm visualizing, and I'm dreaming of that delicious creamy root beer float that you just created. And that makes me think of what I was going to talk about, or what I am going to talk about this week, is a fast food chain that recently made its way out to California. Started on the East Coast. I don't know exactly. I don't know if it was – I don't think it was New York, but it might have been Washington or New York. Five Guys Burgers. Have you ever had Five Guys Burgers?
I did have it once in maybe Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah. It's an East Coast thing. It's been around for a while. They just started expanding. They opened in Chicago. They opened a couple out here. And they recently opened one close to us here in Culver City. I have been wanting to try Five Guys for a few years now.
There's websites for that.
I've been wanting to try the fast food chain named Five Gentlemen.
You just can't wait to get Five Guys in your mouth, right, Scott?
Okay, so this week we're going to talk about Subway.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. Wow. I don't know where to go from there. Because everything I say right now.
No. Okay, I'll drop it. But I just had to do it a couple of times. Come on.
Have you ever had... You can't drop it.
No. I've had three, but that was a little too much.
So Five Guys Burgers.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to keep talking about it, and it's going to sound how it's going to sound. Five Guys Burgers. Little hamburger shop, right? You know, yeah. The options are – it's one of those places where the menu is very limited. You can get the burger. You can get the mini burger. You get the fries and, you know, a couple other things on the menu. What's interesting is you go to order the burger, right, and they have the burger, and then there's also something called the mini burger. And so I get up there to order, and I said, like, the burger, I want everything on it. And it's, you know, a huge amount of stuff. It's like bacon and tomatoes and lettuce and sautéed mushrooms are part of, like, the everything burger, which was unique and good. And she goes, well, would you like the regular or the mini? And I was like, oh, I want the regular. So I placed the order, and then my friend – Ari, who was with me, he's like, I'll have the mini. I'm like, oh, you're getting the mini? He's like, oh, the regular is a double burger.
Oh, weird.
I'm like, oh, that's really strange the way they phrase it. And they don't tell you, and it doesn't say on the board. Like, I thought the mini would be just a smaller burger.
Right.
But it's actually just one patty.
Well, if five guys are sharing a burger, a regular would have at least
this
two.
This is true. You only get a little, you know, you don't get much of a bite there. So the Five Guys burger, I ordered the double burger with everything on it, order of fries, and, you know, order it up, get my burger and fries. I've been excited about this. And, you know, these places, these regional specialties, like you come out here and it's all about In-N-Out, and you tell someone about it and you wonder if it's going to live up to the hype, right?
Yeah.
So Five Guys, for me, was hyped pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare when that happens, but whew, I mean, every single bite of this burger was awesome. I'm sorry, it was fantastic. You know, like, it was cooked right, the bun was perfect, the sautéed onions, good addition to the burger with, you know, cheese and lettuce and tomato and bacon.
Hmm.
I mean, this thing was pretty incredible. I devoured it. I mean, I scarfed this thing down. And then the fries, I couldn't stop eating these fries. I just like they gave me a bag of fries that had to have been like three orders, even though I only ordered one. It was kind of towards the end of the night, and right. I was just scarfing down these fries. So I'm sitting there eating the fries, right? And I have this bag of fries, and I'm with Ari, and he's stuffed. He ate like three quarters of a, actually, I think he finished his single burger,
mini burger.
Yeah, his mini burger. I scarfed down this whole double burger with everything on it. I'm eating my fries. He's like, "Come on, let's go, let's go." I'm like, "I'm still eating the fries," and I've been eating the fries since we sat down, right. You know. And he's like, "Come on, let's go." And he thinks in his mind, I've eaten almost all the fries, right? They gave me so much that he turned around the bag. He's like, "Come on," it's like half full.
Wow.
And I just couldn't stop eating. I've been craving this burger. I want to go back. I want to go back.
Sounds good. I only had it once, and it was really good.
Do you remember what you had when you were there?
No.
No.
It was years ago.
And just a burger.
Yeah, we were on the – I went to some wedding in on Cape Cod, and we were driving up there from New York City.
You know what it reminded me of? It didn't remind me of a fast food burger place. Like, it reminded me of the local –
Johnny Rockets or
– No, more like just like the local burger joint that
like,
you would go to.
Apple Pan.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was just like, it didn't have a fast food feel. It more felt like that local burger joint that's in everybody's hometown that you would go for a burger. You know, it had a poppy seed bun, and it was a unique take on that chain thing.
I had an interesting burger just yesterday.
And what was this? Do tell, sir.
There's a restaurant in Echo Park called Sage.
Okay.
It is a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Interesting.
Super good. I'm not vegan, but I know
this.
I'm not anti-vegan.
You're not anti-vegan.
Right.
I eat vegetables.
I do. And then, sometimes I have a really good friend, Christy, who is vegan. And when I see her, we go to, Ethiopian food or
sure.
Indian or a vegan restaurant. Anyway, so I had this burger. It was called the Chipotle Burger. And what it was sort of a patty made of white beans and red peppers.
Mm.
Super good with, this was the interesting part, blueberries.
In the burger?
In the burger, like as part of the thing. And then lettuce, avocado, tomato, some corn salsa.
That sounds good.
It was delicious, man. It was really good, fruity and spicy. Really, really good. I would.
It sounds pretty incredible.
You would really like, because there's lots of really interesting food there. You should check it out, Sage Organic.
What kind of bun was it served on?
I don't know.
Was it like some, a whole wheat or just like a...
I'm not sure.
Come on, Jamie.
I don't know.
This is important. This is important stuff here. I'm trying to get a visual
bun.
Here.
It was some sort of wheat bun, but I'm not entirely certain. Served with, I believe, sweet potato and kale chips, which were both good.
That's interesting.
And yeah.
I have to say...
If you live in LA, Sage Organic Vegan Bistro... Really, really inventive food and delicious.
I really want to try that because I have to say I have not had a vegan burger that I've ever really liked. I've never had one I hated.
It doesn't taste. It doesn't.
It's not like a burger. But
it doesn't attempt to taste like a hamburger.
That's the key. I think
it's has its own flavor. They call it a burger because of how it's delivered.
But it's a patty. It's a unique vegan patty.
Right.
Yeah.
But super good.
Excellent. Next time I'm in that area, which I am on occasion, I'm going to try it. Sage,
yeah.
Very cool.
In Echo Park,
cool. So that's our burger excursions, the ice cream sandwiches and burgers and tech bacon craziness. So thank you for joining us.
And don't do crack.
Public service announcement from Scott and Jamie of Tech Bacon. As always, check us out on iTunes. Give us some ratings. That's a great way for other people to find out about us. Check us out on Facebook, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn. We're on all the services for podcasting. You can follow me at ScottyG7 and...
BSTRDMONKEY on Twitter, Bastard Monkey.
Always some fun, interesting tweets from the both of us.
And not as many recently as I should be doing. I haven't tweeted in a little while, but
I'm on and off.
Yeah,
depending on the week.
Well, we're not 20 years old,
right? That's true. It's hard to keep up. There's people that are tweet like constantly.
Yeah, there are people that tweet like it's their job because it is their job.
I need to hire one of those people to tweet. I need a ghost tweeter.
That sounds like a terrible movie.
It's the spinoff of Jennifer Love Hewitt TV show.
Ghost Tweeter?
Yeah. No. Ghost Whisperer, Ghost Tweeter.
Yeah, no. I got it.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. I'm Scott.
I am Jamie.
Have a wonderful day.